Next item, 365, please.
Accept bid of Cascade Bridge LLC for the Southeast 122nd Avenue Johnson Creek Bridge Replacement Project for $2,011,712.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Oh, okay. I'll turn it over. I'll turn it over to staff. I didn't realize this was really a procurement issue.
Okay. I'll go first, and then you'll get the presentation. So, good morning again. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Cascade Bridge LLC for the Southeast 122nd Avenue Johnson Creek Bridge project for $2,011,712. The engineer's estimate on this project was $2,057,748.07, and the Bureau's confidence level was high. On December 20th, Council approved the ordinance number 188739 for procurement to advertise and competitively solicit the project. The project was advertised on our electronic system. Bids were opened March 1st, 2018. Four bids were received in response, and Cascade Bridge LLC is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $2,011,712, which is $46,000 or 2.2% under the engineer's estimate, which is good in our bidding climate. This project is a federally funded highway project, and as such, the city's standard aspirational goal of 20% disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business participation is not applicable. Federal projects recognize the DBE, or Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification, only. The Oregon Department of Transportation, or ODOT, is the manager of the federal funds, assigns a goal to the project for DBE firms. This project had a goal of 4%, which is roughly in line with most goals for city projects. PBOT has been working hard at trying to get their goals raised, and we've had some marginal success. Cascade Bridge has committed on this project to a 7.69% DBE participation, so they're over what the goal is. There's a total of $154,700 of committed DBE subcontractor and supplier participation, and an additional $134,200 to state-certified firms, which is not calculated as part of the participation goal. Cascade Bridge is located in Vancouver, Washington. They are not an Oregon State-certified DMWESB contractor. They do have a current City of Portland business tax registration and are in full compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those, or Cameron Glasgow from PBOT is here with a short PowerPoint presentation.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Cameron Glasgow. As Larry said, I'm the supervising bridge engineer for PBOT and the project manager for this bridge replacement project. The bridge in question is what we refer to as BR-099, but we know that it's a lot more than that to the community. It's a critical link to Leech Botanical Garden. It basically bridges the parking lot to the main entrance, so any park user has to cross the bridge by foot. The bridge carries 122nd Avenue over Johnson Creek, and it was built in the early 1900s, but all the elements of the bridge above the water were replaced in the 1950s. And for decades, the bridge has looked about like what you see there, until that changed in December of 2015 when we had historic rainfall that cleared the creek banks, and a lot of the logs, debris, and rocks got caught up on the bridge and changed the alignment of the creek from the main channel to a side channel and scoured away several bridge footings. Once the waters receded, we were able to investigate the damage up close and determined at that time, which was early February 2016, that there was a significant enough threat to the bridge that it needed to be closed at that time to all vehicular traffic. We were able to leave the bridge open, the one sidewalk, for pedestrians and bicyclists, given that that movement is critical to the operation of the park, and also to pedestrians and bicyclists trying to access Foster Road for transit access. But that didn't take away the impact to the motorists and also changed bus routes for children that need to walk further to get to their buses every morning and afternoon, and also daily trips for commuters and trips to the doctor's offices and so on and so forth. So we knew this is an important bridge to the neighbors and worked right away to secure funding to replace the bridge. And in doing so, we tried to wrap our heads around the challenges and the critical paths of the bridge replacement, and we knew that permitting was going to be a very big issue for us. And here's just a list of 12 permits or regulations we had to overcome when we worked on the design. And I'd like to point out one from the National Park Service, which is Section 6F, which is very rare for us to run into, but it involves protection of parks. And when this came up on the project, ODOT environmental staff notified us that it will take between 2 years and 13 years to accomplish this permitting process, which we weren't happy to hear. But we, with our partners in Portland Parks and Recreation and National Park Service, we were able to get through this in several months. So after we did close the bridge and we started looking for funding through ODOT, they notified us rather quickly in March of 2016 that they had federal bridge program money available for us. Unfortunately, that didn't mean we could actually gain access to the money until September of 2016 because of the IGA process. But once that was complete, we were able to start on the design in September of 2016 and get the plans to a point in early January to start applying for those 12 permits and others that I had shown in the previous slide. And the permits started rolling in the summer of 2017, and all of them were final by November. We had the plans completed by December, advertised for construction this January, and here we are today authorizing the contract, which will allow the contractor to start working in July to hit our six-week in-water work window, which is a very narrow period of time we have to get the existing bridge out and start construction for the new bridge. We anticipate opening the bridge at the end of this year, hopefully by November. And I think we'll all the folks that worked on the project can look back at that point, knowing that it had only been about 2 years since we started the design that we could get the bridge back open. So the new bridge is going to be an improvement as to what was there before, with sidewalks on both sides, designed to ADA standards. There will be no weight restriction on the bridge, and it will be a clear span over the creek, removing the creosote-soaked timbers that were there, that are there today, and also improving fish passage. So long-term, we're excited to have this bridge replaced, and it should last for 100 years, but just equally as important, by reopening it soon, we'll be able to return life to normal back in the neighborhood.
So, you just noticed on that rendering there, it's right by Leech Botanical Garden. So I want to, again, thank the council for providing some bridge funding for Leech. Thank you.
Could you?
To note that their board has figured out ways that they won't have to come back to ask for more money. So I really appreciate the impact that this project has had on the garden and the fact that they're continuing to do their fundraising for their major expansion. So thank you for your partnership.
Commissioner Fish.
Could you remind us, because the bridge closure has blocked the access to Leech Botanical Gardens parking, if you're heading sort of the normal route to get there, what's the alternate route that gets you to the parking?
So right now, the route would be, if you're coming from the west, it would be 112th Avenue on Flavelle. And if you're coming from the east, it's Deerdorf, which is about a mile to the east, and you'd use the Flavelle from the south and then have to head north on 122nd to get to the parking lot.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fish?
After listening to the presentation, I think we should have an annual award for the most complicated permitting project and the most expedited process. And I think you'd win on both accounts. And it's actually pretty sobering to see that list of the alphabet soup of required permits. And when you said that one of them, you were told, could take between 2 and 14 years, and you got it done in a number of months. Let me just say that if we need help expediting a permit, I hope, Commissioner Saltzman, we can call upon the experts in your bureau, because they probably set a record. Nice job, and I know it's important to the neighborhood, and it's obviously very important to our friends at Leach Botanical Garden, which is, after all, the crown jewel of East Portland. Aye.
Saltzman?
Yeah, truly a great job. I mean, when, as Commissioner Fish just said, when you see that list of permits and realize this was all done in about 2 to 3 years, at least to the point of authorizing construction, that's remarkable. So good job to you and to the rest of your team at PBOT. So thank you. Aye.
You, Daly?
Well, looking forward to seeing this completed. My staff just visited Leach Botanical Garden for the first time a few weeks ago. I think John Leach has used my favorite pickup line ever on his wife. It was, "I can tie a hitch to a donkey and take you places no cake-eating botanist has ever gone." I can only hope to meet someone one day with that kind of passion. I'll be here all day, folks. All right. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. This has been an extraordinarily... Just coordinating between the city bureaus has been enormously complicated with the impacts to both the transportation system and to the garden. If you're interested in helping out Leach Botanical Garden while they're suffering from not having as much business at the garden, they have a plant sale at Floyd Light Middle School this coming Saturday. And so I imagine that might have some quite interesting plants that are not available everywhere. So please look into that. I plan to be there. Thank you again for all of your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Commissioner Udaly, once again, you've set an impossibly high standard. This is fantastic work. Thank you all. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Next up.